verse number 1 and read down through verse number 4, our text today, Psalms chapter 40, beginning in verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Lord, today we thank you for this opportunity that as we come this morning, Lord, that we can look into your word, we can allow your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, and we can this morning worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, today as we look into your word and as we look into our own hearts, we pray that thy word will have its free reign in each heart here this morning. That it'll do the work that it needs to do. And we'll leave here today, Lord, loving you more each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Dr. W.A. Criswell, the longtime pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, was preaching one time, and I was listening to him, and he told about a time that he was on vacation, and he was by himself, and it came on the Lord's Day, and so he stopped and went into this church to worship the Lord. And he said the church was pretty boring. I said nobody really spoke to him hardly at all, and after the service was over with, he left the church and went into a restaurant to get him a bite to eat, and he said the people began to greet him, and all the people were walking around happy and smiling and just having the best time. And he said, you know, I decided that if they'd give an invitation, I'd join the restaurant instead of the church. Well, you know, sometimes this morning, churches have lost their song. The psalmist said here that the Lord put a new song in his mouth. I think sometimes churches have lost their song. Jesus talked about the church at Sardis and said, thou hast a name that was living, but really you're dead. Sometimes Christians, as individuals, have lost their song. Usually, we try to make a counterfeit out of it. Over in the Old Testament, there was a time when all the shields of gold that were used in the worship of God in the temple of God were given to an enemy king. And the next Lord's Day, the next time the temple worship was done, the king had substituted the shields of gold with shields of brass. And everything was gleaming and shiny, but it wasn't the same. I think sometimes we counterfeit the song. We counterfeit our worship this morning. A little girl was told to bring her birth certificate to school, that they had to have a record of it. So she carries her birth certificate, and somehow, some way, she lost her birth certificate. And she was standing in the hallway crying, and a man came up to her and said, why are you crying? What's wrong? She said, well, you know, I usually bring an excuse for missing school. But she said, today I lost my excuse for being born. I sometimes think maybe we have lost our song and we've lost our reason for being born this morning. We need to regain a real song this morning, a song this morning that not only comes from our head and our mouth, but really comes from our heart this morning. I asked you this very simple question today. Do you have a song in your heart? are you singing in your heart? Paul said we're to make melodies in our heart. Sometimes I think we need to get back our song. And as I read this psalm here this morning and I see the psalmist giving a testimony, then it reminds me today of some things that we need to do also that will help us this morning to have a song in our heart as we go from day to day. I think the first thing that we have to do and we must do this morning, we need to remember. We need to remember. The old song said, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I might have been. Remind me, dear Lord. You see, the psalmist this morning is here giving his testimony. And I asked you this very simple question this morning. Where would you be without the Lord today? If the Lord had not come into your life, if the Lord had not been there for you, where would you be this morning? Some of us might be in prison. Some of us might be in a grave. Some of us might be destitute. We have no idea where we might have been without God today. But the psalmist here is giving his testimony, and he gives a very interesting thing in verse number 1. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Heard my cry. Do you remember this morning when you cried out to God? Do you remember when you began to cry out to the Lord this morning? And as you cried out to God, you weren't worried today about your dignity. You weren't worried about your place or your reputation or your position today. You simply cried out to God. Over in the book of Psalms, chapter number 12, the psalmist begins that psalm with two simple words that I think we ought to all remember today, and that the psalmist said, help, Lord. You remember when you cried out to God? You didn't care what else was going on. You didn't really matter to you who was around. Didn't really matter to you what was happening in the world. You simply cried out unto God. The Holy Spirit had convicted you of your sin, had shown you this morning your destination was a place called hell, and this morning had showed you that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and you cried out from the depths of your soul, and you cried out unto God. Do you remember that today? Might have been kneeled down by a bed. It might have been kneeling by a couch in a living room or a chair. Might have been by a stump out in the woods or in an automobile or in a parking lot at work. But God had convicted you of your sin, and this morning you know you needed God and you needed Jesus Christ this morning. You needed God. The psalmist said, I cried out unto the Lord, and he heard me. He heard my cry. Can I ask you today, were you glad that God heard your cry? Amen. Were you glad that God listened when you said, help, Lord, have mercy on me? You see, the Bible says here that he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. You see, he brought us up. We couldn't this morning bring ourselves up. We couldn't pick ourselves up today. We were lost and undone, without hope and without God. But the Bible said that he heard our cry and brought us up. I'm glad today, thank God he brought me out of the horrible pit. I'm glad this morning that he brought me out of the miry clay. I've been caught in quicksand before, and as you're sinking deep, you're glad somebody heard you cry and brings you up out of that today. Thank God one day the Lord heard my cry and brought me out of the horrible pit, brought me this morning out of the miry clay. He set my feet up on a rock. I'm glad I'm on the rock today. I'm glad the Rock of Ages is my Savior. I'm glad the rock this morning is my shelter. I'm glad today that God's rock today is there for me. It's a stable rock this morning. It's a strong rock. It's a rock forever today. It'll never, 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 never fail me. I'm glad I'm standing on the solid rock. Amen. He set my feet up on the solid rock and established my goings. He established my goings. He changed my life. I was headed in one direction, and thank God now I'm going in another direction. I was headed for hell, and now I'm going to glory.
Amen.
I was headed this morning away from God, but now I'm headed toward God. I'm glad this morning I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm not this morning a citizen of this world. I'm a citizen of another world. I'm headed today for a place that has been prepared for me by Jesus Christ. He established my goings. He changed my life. Several years ago, there was a man in New York City who was a very wicked man. Spent many, many times he would spend in jail cells and prison cells. And one night in a prison cell, he began to remember the sermons that he had heard, and God began to speak to his heart. The Holy Spirit began to convict him. And he kneeled down by the bedside there in that prison cell and asked Jesus Christ to come into his heart and his life. And the Lord miraculously and marvelously saved him and changed him. He got out of prison and began to work for the Lord, began to establish a ministry, trying to help others. But once a year, he would go back to that prison and ask the warden, "Can I spend the night in a cell?" And the warden said, "Why?" He said, "I don't ever want to forget where God brought me from and where I might have died." Thank God today the Lord heard our cry.
Amen.
He put a song in our mouth. The psalmist said he put a new song. I'm glad it's a new song, aren't you? Even praise unto our God. I'm glad this morning that we are praising the Lord. We can be praising God.
Amen.
I read something one time, and I cannot remember to this at this moment of time who wrote it, but the writer said he wanted to serve a God who was willing to dance. And I thought that was kind of off till I began to think about that, and I got to thinking about David when the ark was brought back to Jerusalem, and David was dancing around the ark, and his wife was ashamed because David was dancing because the ark of God had arrived back in Jerusalem. This morning, I want to tell you, I think sometimes we might have did a little dance when the Lord saved us. Amen. I'm glad this morning the Lord can put a bounce in our step and a song in our heart. You see, that's what God does. Over in the book of Ephesians, when Paul talked about that making melody in our heart this morning, he begins that with being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. That's God's Spirit at work within us today. That's what the Lord does for us this morning. God does all of these things for us, and we need to remember sometimes what God has done for us this morning. And then we need to replenish. You know, sometimes you get tired and you get weary and you get thirsty. I remember when I used to play football many, many years ago, and we'd get tired and thirsty, but we had to keep going. I remember one time we were playing in a game and we came off the field and sitting out on the bench, and I was sitting right next to this guy, and I said, back then they didn't give you water every time you came off the field. And I said, I looked down the water hose they used to water the field was laying under the bench. And I said, hey, we need a drink of water. And I punched him. I said, I got the hose. I said, turn it on right there. We'll get us a drink of water. And I'm holding this hose out. And he don't just turn it on a little bit. He gets her wide open. I wet every cheerleader, everybody around me. And still didn't get a drink of water. You know, sometimes you just need to be replenished, don't you? Well, you know, I want to tell you this morning, we need some spiritual replenishing at times, too.
Amen.
How do we get that? Well, we get it, first of all, I think, from the Holy Word of God. The psalmist said in verses 7 and 8, then I said, lo, I come, and the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I'm glad this morning the scriptures, I'm glad the Bible replenishes us and gives us some spiritual nutrients and some spiritual refreshment this morning. And it fills us with joy and victory. Well, I want to tell you, I look around this world we're living in today, folks, and I want to tell you, when I begin to look at this world, it begins to get depressing. I see everything going in the wrong direction. I see morality and idolatry. I see everything this morning, apostasy. I see everything this morning the Bible is predicting. And this morning as I see it going all in the direction that is wrong, you could really be defeated. You could really say, hey, it's just time to throw in the towel and quit. But I want to tell you, when you begin to look in the book, you can say, praise God, the Lord's still in charge of this thing. He's got it going in the direction that he wants it to go this morning. See, the Bible this morning will help you. It'll help you quit a lot of things. It'll even help you quit worry, because you'll cast all your care upon him. It'll help you quit complaining. Somebody said, those who complain the most, God lets live the longest. And I know some folks may never die. But you see, we don't have to complain. Why? The Lord will replenish us today. You know, like a lady said, she said, we need a new pastor. Somebody said, well, pray and the Lord will send you a better one. She said, I've done that 3 times and he hadn't yet. We can quit. It'll help us this morning to quit being defeated. We can sing glory, hallelujah. Verse number 4 said, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Happy is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. He's trusting in the Lord. He's not trusting in the world. He's put his faith and his fidelity all in God today. And God is the one this morning that's taking care of him. God's presence. So we gather to worship and sing and praise, and we need to be where God is. Several years ago, I read about a man, and somebody said, where do you go to church? And he said, where God is. You know, that's where we need to go, where God is this morning. We need to be where God is. And this morning, we need to be in the presence of the Lord. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, there I'll be amongst them, and the presence of the Lord is in this place. I read over there in the book of Nehemiah where Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer. Nehemiah got depressed and defeated because of what was happening in his home city of Jerusalem and what was happening to his people. And it made him nearly sick. And the Bible says that he went in the presence of the king and he had a bad depression. And that was against the law. You couldn't come in the presence of the king. You could be executed if you didn't have a smile on your face when you come in the presence of the king. If you didn't come in not with a bad attitude, you better this morning be prepared to die. Well, we need to come in the presence of the Lord. The Bible said come in his presence with singing and thanksgiving. You know, when we come into the house of God today, we get refreshed and replenished because we're here in the very presence of God.
Amen.
We can smile and sing. And as the little girl told me one time when she was ever put to having a beauty pageant, and I said, "Well, what are you going to do?" And she looked at me and she said, "I'm going to press and smile, press and smile." You know, we ought to smile and sing when we come into the house of God. I'm glad we're here today and God's presence is with us this morning, and it'll replenish us and help us along the way. And then we have to reveal. Verse number 10, the psalmist said, "I've not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I've declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I've not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." The psalmist said, I let others know what God has done for me and what God is doing for me. I'm a witness and a testimony to the goodness, the greatness, and the grace of God that he's provided, that he's protected, that he's done all the things that the Bible told me he'd do. And we need to tell others today. That'll make us feel better and make God look great. Amen.
Right.
You know, sometimes we just need to be a witness for the Lord, no matter how bad it is. Lady was on the witness stand in a courtroom. The lawyer began to cross-examine her. He asked her, said, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you believe the Bible?" She said, "I certainly do." He said, "I guess you even believe that Jonah was swallowed by a whale." She said, "I sure do." She said, "Well, what did he do while he was in the whale?" She said, "I don't know, but when I get to heaven, I'll ask him." And the lawyer said, "Well, what if he ain't there?" She said, "Then you can ask him." Hey, we need to be a witness for the Lord no matter what situation we're in. Amen. We need to tell folks what God has done for us and what he is doing. I think that back through the years of all the things the Lord's done for me. You know, and I sometimes get down in the dumps, and I was thinking yesterday, boy, God's been so good. Took care of me all these years. And I remember back when my dad died, and I was there in the funeral home by myself, and I began to wonder, and the Lord said, "You think I ever made a mistake?" And I said, "No, Lord, I don't think you ever made a mistake." And he said, "Well, why do you think I made one this time?" I said, "I don't guess you did." You know, sometimes we need to realize God doesn't make any mistakes, but God's always there for us and done so much for us this morning. I thank God for the song that he put in our heart.
Amen.
We need to get it back and let it out and let the world know that there is a God in glory that loves us and cares for us this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This morning, do you have the song in your heart? If you're not, then God will save you and put it. And if you've lost it this morning, you need to get it back. Remember, get in the Word of God and practice the presence of God. And then begin to tell others what the Lord's done for you. And I'll guarantee you a song will come back this morning. All right, you stand together with me. Brother Bruce and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to very simply take this very simple and short message and use it in our hearts and lives for Jesus Christ's glory and honor. In his name I pray. Amen.